So this is a time in my life where I watched all the Twilight movies in like a span of 3 days, 4 different times. I knew everything about every single movie. My favorite one is obviously Eclipse, but my second favorite one is Breaking Dawn Part 2, and my third favorite one is just the regular Twilight, and then it goes Breaking Dawn Part 1, and then it goes New Moon, because New Moon is the one that has mostly Jacob in it, and I'm Team Edward. Anyway, yeah. Okay, bye. Okay, guys.
Well,
So, later in the movie, Jacob's being a real
I need to
weirdo.
go home.
This guy is so funny. He just threw up. Jacob's being weird,
I was feeling sick before the
obviously.
movie. Okay. What is your problem? Right now, you're my problem. Feeling sick? Maybe you need to go to the hospital. You want me to put you in the hospital? Jake,
Yo, Jake
can't
is
take movies over.
wild. What is his problem?
Really hot. Call me.
Now
Okay.
Bella's
Who's in
alone. But
background
Bella's a
three?
dumb bitch. So, you know who else is a dumb bitch? Katniss Everdeen. The only not dumb miss is Triss Pryor. Triss Pryor was not a dumb bitch. She secured Theo
Here's the new.
James. Once you secure Theo
Yeah, you
James,
too.
you're no longer
Go
the
in a
dumb
second.
bitch.
Just be careful.
You're the smart bitch.
Always am.
She secured Theo James. And Theo
Better go
James
get
is
the girl
hotter than
blonde hair.
all these other people.
Call
Hotter
you
than Peeta,
smart.
hotter than Edward, hotter than Jacob. Hotter than everyone. Theo James is the ultimate. He's hotter. And his tattoos? Bitch. Hot. See, and now Jacob cut his hair and he's like really buff. But he still looks weird. Like, look at his face. Okay, let's just talk about this for a second. So now two people have just given up on Bella, and she's probably in just a really weird space. I saw an article about how the Twilight Saga movies were the worst movies in existence, but I honestly think, even though the writing and the acting and everything was so bad, the message behind them was still stupid. Yeah, they were just a bad movie altogether. But I have watched every single one of them, maybe 15 times. You know, now that Hulu put them on their, Hulu, I just went crazy for the past couple of days. So, gotta keep going. Hi guys, welcome to another section of Complaining with Kristen and Friends. I'm here with my good friend and cousin,
Hi!
Michaela.
Thank you for having me on this podcast, Kristen.
Yeah,
I'm so
we're
excited.
actually really popular. Someone's stealing my car, Mom. Anyway, whenever I see someone with the same car as me, anyway, that was Jared. So yeah, right now we're just in a car and we're going to church and it's been a long morning.
Yeah, so Kristen likes to scream at any car that looks like her car and she gets like ballistic, but right now like, she's having a breakdown, but you know, it's okay, I'm comforting her right now. We also have a lot of haters in this car. They don't like our jokes, but you know what? We're gonna prosper and continue being funny.
We were supposed to get to this wherever we are going, this church
Like
ceremony,
20 minutes ago?
yeah,
We're supposed to be going to
40
church
minutes
for
ago
our cousin's baby dedication. What do you mean?
At 10 a.m.
I don't know what baby dedication
I don't know
means,
what that
but we're
means.
just gonna go
We're
with
just
it and
gonna
we're just
go.
gonna go.
I also don't know the names of the children, and I just figured out their names like 20 minutes ago.
Zara. Oh, I thought it was Naya. Uh-oh.
So we got it wrong. These are our cousins. They were just born. Yet we don't know anything about them.
look at these men. People in Georgia or the South, they're wild.
Right, we're in Georgia. So, like, these people are crazy out here. Like, no, they really
the
don't care.
The closer you get to Florida, the crazier they get.
Yeah, it's like Georgia man is a real thing, too. But Florida man. Is different.
Dude, I recommend looking up your birthday and with the name Florida man next to it. And you're going to find some funny articles. Mine, I did October 18th, Florida man. And it says that a man declined getting shot inside the bar, but accepted it outside the bar. And it was quite funny. Did you look up
mine? I didn't look up mine, but I'll do that right now. But yeah, it's just hot out here in these streets. There's a basketball tournament going on, so there are a lot of people at our hotel. Mm. We had to eat our breakfast sandwiches from plastic bags this morning. Really looked trifling, but
no, you know,
they tasted,
okay.
You know,
really good.
They slapped
that morning.
Yeah. And that's like
Taco
it.
Taco Velaz, that's an off-brand Taco Bell. We gotta call them out.
Anyway, remember guys to pull up to my graduation party, announce time and date to TBD, but it definitely will be at Taco Bell. So,
okay.
Get ready for that.
Make sure you bring your appetite.
You guys are going to be at Sports and Hill all night grad.
I'm not going to have my grad party the same night as graduation, Mom. That's not how grad parties work. Anyway, guys, people are crazy out here in these streets.
People are trifling.
That was wrong. Okay. Georgia man,
Florida man.
Updates coming soon. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hi, guys. Welcome to another section of Complaining with Kristen and Friends. I'm here with the entire state track team. Everyone say hi.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, we're going to start with Grace. Yep. Take it away, Grace.
Hey guys, this is Grace. I'm currently eating some chia sticks.
Yeah.
Here's a fun story. One time I was at my grandma's house, and she told me that if you eat a teaspoon of chia sticks a day, you'll be a really healthy person.
That's smart. That makes sense.
So I'm eating all my chia sticks right now because I have to run. Okay, let's do the math real quick. 2 hours and 40 minutes. That's when I run a 200-meter dash, prelims. I'm gonna get last. That's the goal.
Yay, Grace.
Now we're moving on to Riley.
Oh.
What do you have to complain about?
So I don't really want to run the 4x4 tomorrow, but I kind of have to. But I don't really want to, like, whatsoever. And I remember every single time that I race, I feel terrible before.
But it's okay.
But it's okay.
Last one.
Yeah.
I would like to add that there's no Wi-Fi here, and this track should get some. Now to Annabelle.
Also, it smells like poop.
Hi, guys. It's Annabelle, and I'm kind of, like, sad because this is our last track meet ever. I mean...
Oh, that's true.
Like, honestly, this has been such a ride.
Well, no, like...
When I went into high school, I didn't even know about track. I thought it was just something that they played in the Olympics. I thought it wasn't even a sport. I thought it was just, like...
Yeah, we didn't think of it.
A random show. So, like... Just like all 4 years has just been like really, really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Now back to Kristen.
Hi. So yeah, kind of sad that it's our last track meet, but it's been a hell of a ride. And I'm happy that I don't have to do this anymore. Okay, goodbye.
Hey guys. So I am a senior and I'm off of school. I graduate in 2 days. That means I've been staying in bed and just doing nothing for like 3 weeks, and I've gained like 23 pounds. Okay, maybe not actually 23 pounds, but I've gained a lot of weight. And I just need to go out and work out and do something, but I'm just so tired and lazy. Right by my house, there's this hill, and it's a pretty steep hill. And just to walk up the hill really hurts. But I think to work out, I'm going to run up the hill a couple of times. I'm kind of scared because it's steep and it hurts to walk up. But I think that if I do it a couple of times, I'll feel better about laying in bed and doing nothing. I'm also broke, but what else is new? Okay, bye.
Hello, welcome to another section of Complaining with Kristen and Friends. I'm here in a special location today. We're actually in a Sephora, and I'm here with special guest star Melina. Say hi, Melina.
Hello.
So right now we are in Sephora. Melina is trying on
eyebrow stuff. I am just standing here. We have an hour until a reservation at Bar Taco, so this is what we're doing. Everything costs money. Anything else you want to add?
Men are trash.
Everything costs money and men are trash. And
I'm feeling.
Yeah, that's about it.
And now we go try on the Fenty Beauty.
Fenty? Okay, goodbye. Hey guys, so now that the episode is sort of over, we have to talk about some of the things that are sort of going good in our lives right now. I'm here with special guest star Michaela. Say hi.
Hello.
Okay, so I guess I'll start. So been in college for a couple of months now. It's the worst thing ever, but it's a new experience. And I like that I am allowed to eat whenever I want and sleep whenever I want. And no one's going to check me. And like, yeah.
Well, going into my junior year of high school, I absolutely hated it. But I've learned that they don't care at all. Like, you can do whatever you want and they won't check you because it's your education, they say. Like,
but you should still work.
But you should still grind. And that's what I've been doing.
That's what she's been doing.
I'm proud of myself for that.
And we just have such a supportive group of friends that we love so much. And
let's introduce them, shall we?
Let's name them. So we'll just go through it and just say a little backstory.
We'll go through the list in our group chat. We're starting off with Kayla Braithwaite.
Oh my god, Kayla is literally so smart.
You should see my face right
she's
now.
Like, she you should see her face. Like, she's the glue, honestly.
Yes.
Like, she keeps us all, like, sane, and she's so smart and funny, and... She's just always, like, no matter what she's going through, she's always going to, like, put on a smile and come on and talk to you guys.
That is one thing I adore about her, is that she's a very, like, pushing type person. Like, she'll be going through it. And she will still get on that FaceTime call and laugh and joke with us like nothing happened.
Like nothing. And, like, we'll talk about the problems, but at the end of the day, we're just vibing.
Yeah!
Like, we just have to have fun. So, yeah.
Love Kayla. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Here we have my bitch, Madeline 2.
Madeline 2, ooh, yo.
The smartest bitch. The prettiest bitch. The skinniest. Shall I go on?
Snatch.
Grab, snap, break, snatch. Whatever you want to call it. That's what she is. She's so, so funny. But she's stern and professional when she needs to be.
She's professional when she needs to be. And she's younger than, like, most of us.
Yeah.
You know? And she's graduating early because she's that smart.
She's a genius.
She's just so awesome.
That's that on that. Then here we have Zina.
Miss Z.
I cannot pronounce her last name, so I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to butcher her like that. Abdul Kareem. But she is so gorgeous, so hardworking, so determined, and so serious about this activism. Like, out of all, I feel like she's the most serious about it. Like, she's honest to God, loves the earth. And I admire her for all her hard work.
And she's also just so wise. Like, she's been through it. She's had life experiences.
For real.
That she can tell us about and we can learn from. And, like, it's crazy. Like... And she's so funny, too.
So funny. She's so quirky and, like... So funny. She's so, like...
Yeah.
What? Like, I can't even...
We can't even explain. Okay. Then we have Sohaila. Sohaila El Deeb. Sohaila the Deeb El Deeb. Like, El Deeb.
El Deeb.
She goes to school at Stanford, California. So
genius.
Literally so fucking smart. Except it's, like... halfway across the world, so it sucks.
Loki really sucks.
So we can't really see her, but I still love her so much. She's so funny. Like, so funny. And yesterday, like, she's back from college. She's not stressing about her roommate or anything. She's just at her home. And yesterday, we just talked until, like, 2 in the morning. Like, we just, like, all just talked. Like, we just, it was crazy.
She loves all this, like, weird nerdy stuff because she is a nerd, but she's also the coolest person you're ever gonna meet. Like, don't get that twisted.
Right, don't get it twisted. And she also, like, has the best, the memes. Like,
she's memes. She's right on it. She's ready.
She's on it with
them,
the
like,
memes.
Lined up.
Right. She has, like, single-handedly added to my meme collection. Mm-hmm. Like, she is it.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Mm-hmm. We next have Anaya Thomas.
Anaya Thomas.
This bitch is literally me. We both love ASMR. We're both boy crazy over Leonardo DiCaprio. We both want a baby. We both think babies are amazing.
I'm ready for a baby shit.
But she is 20 trillion times smarter than me.
And she's also ready to fight.
Ready to fight. Ready no to argue. Ready, she will win it too.
She's ready to go. Like, if you disagree with Anaya, like, she'll go at it with you.
She'll win.
However long you think. Mm-hmm. Like, she's ready to mm-hmm. fight.
I love her.
Yeah, I love her for
so,
it.
So, so funny.
And she's so smart.
She's like, so she's, silly.
And, like, they're just, like, silly. And she just, like, will be in her bed, just, like, sending some funny-ass shit to mm-hmm. the group chat. And always ready to fight.
One thing about Anaya is that Anaya and Madeline go, like, hand-in-hand together. Because they're already really close. So when we
add them to close.
The group chat, it was just a bigger, bigger family type of experience. Family.
Right.
Lastly, most importantly, we have Faith.
Faith Ward.
Woo!
She's...
Baddest bitch.
The baddest bitch. Cannot lesbian touch queen. It. Literally, like, literally hot shit in Ohio.
Hot top.
Like,
hot top.
Hot shit in Ohio.
She like, does you drag don't have, sometimes, too.
Like, you know how, like, big, like, she is hot shit in Ohio.
Uh-huh.
Like, people know her name in Ohio, bro. And she is so smart. She's always, like, writing about some shit.
And her writing pieces are always so genuine. They're and so beautiful. On it.
But, you know, she's all about her boundaries.
Yeah.
She's not always on the FaceTime calls, and we love that about her, mm-hmm. you know? When she knows she has stuff to do, she has stuff to do, and she mm-hmm. can't come on. That's totally and that's that. Fine. That's on that. So, I'm 100% okay with that.
Mm-hmm. We love boundaries. She's taught us
boundaries.
About boundaries.
Because I've learned how to separate, same. Like, work or, like, my personal life. From like other people
mm-hmm.
and like not to tell everyone everything at the same time.
Yeah.
Like literally from her. So those are our bitches.
We did have someone else.
Oh yeah.
But we're not gonna
We didn't have someone else, but she left just because she just fell off.
Yeah, she's doing her own thing in her own corner.
Right. Like she's got her own stuff chilling. So like It fell off. But no hard feelings. We just thought we could part ways.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
And that's perfectly fine. And we say this because it's okay to part ways with other people.
Right.
Part ways with people that you were close with. And if you fell off, you fell off.
Right.
And that's that.
And it's okay. Like, don't feel bad if you, like, stop being friends with someone. Like,
mm-hmm.
people grow apart all the time.
All the time.
But... I feel like these people bitches,
I don't think I'll say ever.
They're forever. Happening. They're forever. Okay.
Wanna say hi to another Mom. Special guest? Mom.
Oh yeah, Auntie Anise, come say hi to the podcast.
Wow. Is my hair looking
like this? No, it's a podcast. They can't see you.
They just hear your voice.
It's just your voice.
Hello.
Okay.
That's it. I know she said it.
She said it. Okay. Well, goodbye. And that
tune in again.
Wait, yeah. See you next time.